Throughout this season of Lent, we focused on Jesus' encounters with various people and what they tell us about God, what they tell us about our faith, about realigning ourselves with Jesus. We've encountered the evil one in the desert, Nicodemus, the woman at the well, the man born blind, Lazarus, and now the crowd. Along the journey, we've recognized our need for change, the need to reset our priorities, hydrate our souls, redefine our identities, and ultimately free ourselves for service to God and others. And here we are, at the end of this Lenten journey, with our toes right up against one of our most familiar stories. The story of palms waving and cloaks being laid across the road, of large crowds of people and shouts of hosannas. Today we celebrate Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem. To be honest, Palm Sunday is best celebrated in community. When we all gather together, when our kids wave palms and lay them on the altar rail, when we acknowledge that this coming week is terribly painful. But when we take time to pause and remember that Palm Sunday provides us with a joyful moment where the community celebrates Jesus in their midst. Since I've been working from home these past few weeks, as most of us have, I've been craving more and more human interaction, which is not exactly what the doctors ordered right now with all the stay-at-home orders. So I've been listening to more music. I've dived into my 90s country, but I also spent a while listening to the soundtrack from Godspell. It's a musical about Jesus' life, and it's been years since I've watched the musical or listened to the soundtrack, but one of the songs has been stuck in my head all week. I'll spare you my singing, especially because I can't really hit all the notes in this song, but it's called Prepare Ye the Way of the Lord, and basically those are the only words in the whole song. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Or as we might say it, prepare the way of the Lord. And it struck me that that's what Palm Sunday is all about. What an amazing image that God would call human beings to be a part of the divine story, to prepare a way for the Lord. But then it got me thinking, how are we supposed to prepare the way when we're called to follow Jesus? If I were given a choice, hands down, I'd much rather Jesus up ahead, stepping out in front. But sometimes Jesus doesn't just lead us or carry us, as that footsteps poem says. Sometimes Jesus sends us ahead, calls us to journey into new places and unexpected things. Make no mistake, this is still Jesus' parade. He is still the center of it all, the focal point, the recipient of the attention, the pomp and circumstance. He's the prophet, the king. But if we look at the disciples in this text, we see that Jesus calls two of them to go into the village ahead. Go into the village ahead of you, he says, and you will find a donkey and a colt. Untie them and bring them to me. Notice Jesus doesn't say, go to that town that we've just left. You know, the one with the people who actually know us. You know, the ones where we've made friends, the town where I have followers, where people believe in me and God's mission for me. No, No, Jesus instead says, go to the village ahead of you. Go into this new place, a place that you haven't been before, a place I haven't yet taken you, and prepare the way. And when you find the donkey and the colt, take them, and if anyone says anything to you, just tell them the Lord needs them. It takes a courageous faith to look back over your shoulder and see Jesus standing there just nudging you ahead. And so the disciples kept going, and they did as Jesus commanded, and they went ahead of him, and they brought the donkey to Jesus. Out ahead. That's where we see the crowd as well this Palm Sunday. Out ahead. It's not the crowd in Jesus' rearview mirror. It's not the ones following at a comfortable distance that give this particular Sunday its name. It's the crowd ahead of him. The ones that cut off palm branches from a tree and wave them in the air. The ones that laid their palms and cloaks across the road, creating a makeshift red carpet, if you will. The ones that went ahead of him. The crowd prepared the way. And you can't do that when you're following. You've got to be out ahead. These crowds, they just can't contain themselves. They're bursting with life, bursting with joy, bursting with hope, with the expectation of what might be coming their way. A Savior who will rid them and the world of oppression. One who will free them to truly live. And so they wave and they cheer. Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord. Jesus comes into our lives. And sometimes he calls us to obediently follow. But could it be that at other times, Jesus is standing right there with us and just pointing to that village up ahead, the village where perhaps something risky resides. And he asks us to go ahead. Who knows what we'll find there? Maybe it's a new way of doing ministry or outreach now that we're all under a stay-at-home order. Maybe it's having a difficult conversation with a loved one. Maybe it's adopting a new practice that you've always thought about but has always seemed difficult to implement at that time in your life. The disciples are called to go ahead to a town in front of them. The crowd is called to go ahead on the path Jesus takes into Jerusalem. And we are called to go ahead into unknown spaces to prepare a place for Jesus. It takes a Palm Sunday faith to go ahead into the unfamiliar. It takes a Palm Sunday faith to go ahead of Jesus, knowing that the road leads us through events like Holy Week, through a global pandemic, and into the unknown. But we are reminded that there is nowhere that Jesus sends us that is unfamiliar or unknown to Jesus. There's no dimension of human existence and experience that Jesus didn't share in. That's one of the messages of Holy Week. So let us be bold to go ahead. Let us be bold to be sent by Jesus. Amen and amen.